This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 7 years ago, Congress passed the Military Lending Act to prevent financial abuse of soldiers, and it's helped by banning certain short-term loans, payday and car title ones, and capping interest at 36%. But creative lenders are still finding ways into this lucrative market, and military families are still falling into high-interest, quick-cash loans. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Mitchell Hartman has this story in a series we're calling Beyond Payday. It's a collaboration with ProPublica.
Huge loudspeakers blare the daily retreat at Fort Stewart Army Base outside Savannah. Later that night, off base in a neighborhood of rundown ranch houses, I meet Mark and Lisa Gerber. He's an MP on the base. She's at home raising their three kids.
We manage okay, I suppose.
They haven't managed so well. A few years ago, Mark got a base transfer. They struggled to keep up the mortgage payments on their home back in Missouri, took out a high-interest installment loan plus another loan.
And then they called us and said they were foreclosed on the house.
I deployed shortly after that, so fighting it in court and going through that whole battle wasn't really an option, and I didn't want to leave that burden on my wife, so we just filed bankruptcy.
The Military Lending Act was supposed to protect service members from high-cost, small-dollar lenders. Payday and title lenders have backed off, but stores offering other kinds of high-interest loans still cluster outside bases.
Soldiers are a sure source of income when soldiers are back from Iraq or Afghanistan. They are itching to spend money.
Army Captain Brandon Archuleta is not a military financial counselor. Until recently, he commanded a company of 100 soldiers at Fort Stewart.
On a good day, I would be notified by the soldier that a payday lender was looking for them because they are in default. On a bad day, it would be almost like an ambush, a phone call looking for such and such soldier. They were relentless.
I think it's been a vexing problem for the military.
Holly Petraeus at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says the military does offer low-cost emergency loans to soldiers, but
people don't want to come in and say that they've messed up their finances. And yet, products where they're just repeatedly paying large fees to borrow the same small amounts every month, you're going to end up in a terrible financial mess and with the real potential of losing your security clearance.
And maybe having to leave the military altogether. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.